So, if you betting with the house, Nelson, what are your shots of return?
The high 90s to hundreds, 100%.
Because you with the bank, you with the house. You betting with you're not on the come line anymore. You
yeah,
betting
exactly,
with
yeah.
the house.
You're not five laps behind.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You're happy. You're happy when Joe the plumber craps out. That makes money for you. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. Now, back to business. So that just got you to the information that gets you the information. Once you know the one-day rate, now you got A, B, and C. Because now we gave you information, but that's not the point. The point, we're going to get this back to grits and gravy. So if you didn't know non-physical, you could still figure this out. That's the point.
Okay.
You got U.S. dollars. You want to buy Swiss, Credit Suisse. And on this date, A is at 96.28.
Yes.
Do? All right. So now, in this for this to work, you got 3 points. Now, we say we told you the formula. You triangulate. You get the 3 points. Then you check Maybank and see what their whatever time frame rate is. But we said one-day rate because you said 10-hour trade. All right? You're going to find that it's getting a lot easier to not do it that way, to make a trade a month. And if that's a home run, you see you're way ahead of the curve. But that doesn't make any difference. That's okay, because there's a little rate sheet. You can pick it like you want to, 14 days, 7 day, blah, 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 blah. But now you have a tactile way to gain and glean that bit of information.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now, with that being the case, now you come back, and you got to pick a point. Now, if you're at A, which we know is one of the triangulated points, is at 96.28. Now, what you want to know is, where inside the triangle that A is going to move to as far as a price.
Okay, so repeat that again
okay.
for me.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, remember we're doing it backwards. We're doing it backwards,
yes.
But that's to make the formula, because then you can figure it out from there. But here we go. If you have A, B, C in an equilateral triangle,
yes,
and you're buying or you're trading or your concern is A, right? That's U.S. dollars to Credit Suisse. Well, that has a lot to do with what Credit Suisse does. It has a lot to do with what the U.S. dollar does. There's a whole lot of factors even within A. But you have a fixed point in time where it is 96.28, so that's known. You have a convergence, Nelson, correct?
Correct.
Well, within that convergence, now that is.
Yeah, the
not now,
on this right now. Word
but,
is.
But it is. It's what you work. That's all you can work with. That's all your cell phone can work with, the fractal in your cell phone. It can only work with what is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so but now you know the is, so you got the point. Now, what you're trying to calculate is you want to know in 10 hours what A is going to be.
Yes.
Well, that's a bad way to say it, isn't it? What A is going to be. Write that down. A is going to be. Did you get that? Because we said B-E. But isn't it interesting that you chose to put B to the left?
Yeah.
So if you know what A is going to be, then that would not put it toward the great British pound to the dollar, because that's not going to C, is it?
No.
Isn't that interesting? But now that's nebulous and a bit cheeky, but you'll find once you figure out the formula that A is going to be is the, what you'll always, that'll always be the tangent. Remember
okay,
your sine, cosine business? You pull a tangent from the opposing angle of an equilateral triangle, correct?
Yeah.
So if A is going to be, does that not always set the tangent?
Yes, it does.
Well, look at there. So now, your new perspective, if A to B is the tangent of an equilateral triangle, and you know as a fixed point in time what A is when you place your order, then you know within that triangle which way it's going to go, because you now have the Maybank rate to see at a day in advance what that actually is. You can very simply, mathematically, now you got to play with this, Nelson. Now, we're going to let, because you got to get this shit in your mind, okay? But we're telling you how to do it. But you've already done research and did great wonders with that. But now these are the little tidbits that will help you. When you get a tangent in your formulary, remember A, B, C, 96.28 euro to the dollar, 1.3551 Great British pound to the dollar, 1.6164. Is that correct? Those are the numbers?
Yes.
He wants to know the definition of tangent. You know, you take a line off the side of a circle.
Well, a tangent off of an equilateral triangle. You can't pull a tangent off a circle. You pull it up. You create a triangle within that circle to pull a tangent off of from your sine and your cosine for a straight line to set it from an angle, because you're trying to fit the angle. And the angle will tell you what A will end up being at the end of 10 hours.
Okay. So I'm trying to picture. Now, is the line coming out perpendicular from the A to B side, or is the line coming out from one of the points?
It will come from A to B. It would be from point A to point B. It would be a straight line, equilateral
okay.
triangle.
Now, okay, so, but this new line, like, we're talking about a new line.
Well,
correct?
We are, but we're not. The new line would be A to B. You're just
okay.
identifying that side of an equilateral triangle as the fixed tangent.
Okay, so the A relative to B is fixed.
That's correct, because it is.
Side of the tangent.
Because the formula, the question, the point is you're trying to, hey, Ion, you dumb fuck, what is A going to be? Even from a degree of separation. Well, that question alone sets A to B as a fixed tangent. Because if you always know what A, U.S. dollar to credit Swiss, is going to be, its outcome is known, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if you always know what it's gonna be, then yeah, that's outcome.
Well, if you have and how do you calculate that? How do you calculate the volume of a circle if you don't know what pi is?
It's 3.14 times.
Oh no. 3.1415926. We can go out to 20 numbers. Well, you say, oh, yeah. But in your world, a half a point makes a difference in whether you have a successful trade or you lose money.
Oh, no, I know that. I would just use the pi function on the calculator. So, like,
well, then you certainly would be that. And now if you was playing horseshoes or hand grenades, we'd say you'll be a great success. You'd be close. This is a very precise point. That's why in Forex, why couldn't they just take off all the decimals? Make them be rounded up to the next whole dollar.
Because it's precise.
Because you're already dealing at the thousandth or 10,000 point out. Well, who gives a fuck what happens to the yuan at 1,000 points out? Point thousand. One thousandth
of
a yuan.
You are.
Well, see, that's what the point is. Because now there is no, what we're talking about here, there is no leverage, you know.
Okay, so let's move back to the volume of a circle and why we need that.
No, wait, that doesn't matter. We're just telling you that's how precise this can be and should be from your sine and cosine of a wave. Because sine and cosine doesn't make any difference, but you've got these four damn computer screens that you're looking at with these crazy wavy lines going up and down and over and under and everything a rabbit can do to a stump. We're trying to give you pinpoints that you can pull sine and cosines off of those graphed points to be able to triangulate by use of a fractal to calculate what the impending outcome will be, and at any mark of the point of time, pardon the pun, or timing, maybe that's the better way to say it, will tell you precisely its increase, defall, defall, and decline, or increase, or incline.
So what's the next step now to work towards the formula?
Gotcha. Now we told you before, we outlined it, but now you're getting into the real grits and gravy of it, which is what you said you were going to do perfectly so, because you had a chance to digest the other. What we told you before is you have to take 3 points, and then you know where it's shifting from with the rates from Maybank. Now you know how to do that. So if you go back and re-listen to what we said how to do, and now with this information, you should be able to pull another triangulation point.
Okay,
from there.
So do you know the rates on this day at this time?
Sure.
On February the 16th? So can we just use that rate for this example?
Okay. 087.
Okay. Oh, you already said it.
We kind of did, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay, so 08. So is it 8.7%?
No, 0.87.
0.87.
You wanted a 10-hour rate, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I should just schedule a session with you and ask you the rates every day.
Well, you can, but we don't want to crutch you. See, baby, our point, the only reason we play is so that Nelson comes into Nelson's power. Because, see,
you're right,
if Nelson comes into Nelson's power, fuck non-physical. You'll already have it. See,
yeah,
we're not trying to get you on something to make you dependent. We're trying to make you independent.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
But we don't mind helping every way to Sunday, as long as it gets you to the place where all of a sudden now you come into your place of power. Now we can go to the beach.
Well, exactly. We can, that's what I want to be. Well, once I'm in my place of power, then I can start asking questions that are outside of the financial world.
Well, but beyond that, though, about the fund, there's nothing in the financial world that's appealing. You're just trying to find, you're using the financial world to validate your position, because you already are marvelous. You don't got to do any of this crap. You can say for 30 days money flows freely and easily to me and allow it to come to you, and the damn stuff will fall out of the air. You got to do nothing. You got to do this. But if you're interested in doing this, it's as fun a thing to do as anything. And you could also become a logger if you want to. And there's good money in trees.
What you're saying is you're recommending ultimately trading on a larger time frame.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because
like
there is no time.
Off of the daily chart.
There is no time. So if you knew, but you could use this formula, and we're not saying that's the reason we don't want you having 100 trades a day. Because you start hitting it every single time, and you're going to draw way more attention. It'd be like going to Vegas and winning every single hand. It won't take but about 2 hours, and they'll escort you out of there.
You're right. Your broker would dump you. But if you take trades that are on a larger term time frame, you're less likely to be noticed, because you may take 20 trades a year, and so what? You may make them all, but longer term is more forgiving, so...
You have amateurized your culpable deniability.
Yes, by doing that.
That's why the Harvard Trust seems to do very well, and they don't make 100 trades a day.
No, I don't want to. I would prefer, my preference would be to make a couple trades a week.
Until each trade.
Until I've got a large enough account. Until
exactly.
I don't need that high enough return.
So until you can run your trades off your margin account and never expose your money.
Yes, exactly.
Now that'll take you a minute or two, but not much more than that.
No, I can't imagine that with this type of trading. I mean, I could have an account that I could withdraw most of it and just use a small percentage of it for margin within the next 2-3 months.
Very easily. And now here's something else to remember. This has to do with you, okay? Now this is a Southern vernacular, so you may have to chew on it just a little bit. But always in the back of your mind, remember this, okay? Pigs get fat. You got that part?
Yes.
Repete. Say it back.
Pigs get fat.
Uh-huh.
Hogs get slaughtered. Yes. So basically, the pigs are smart, and the smart thing to do is not to want this whole process to go in 2 weeks, but to take my time and focus on longer-term stuff and not be a hog.
Right. Well, and if you were a bootlegger making Canadian Club, we'd also say it would not serve you well to get drunk on your own liquor. Okay? Because you don't want to set yourself into that position. It's much easier. There's more profit in pity than there is piety. But piety is what we're trying to get you to.
Yeah.
Okay? But at the end of the day, this would all, the lowest common denominator of this little segment of the conversation would be, do not, under any circumstances, confuse power with authority.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you get power down, you also get full authority. So we're not eliminating authority. We're just saying don't try to achieve power vis-a-vis authority, or you'll end up like that Obama person. He's not the most powerful man in the world. He has the most authority, but he can't. He has to ask permission. He can smoke a cigarette if he wants to.
Yeah.
And then they tell him he can't.
So now that we have the rate of 0.87, what now do we do?
Okay. Well, we already said, once you have your points, you have your ABC, you've identified what A, B, and C is, you picked 3 points to triangulate, and now we want to know what A is going to be. So now you have a tangent, your AB tangent line. Now, AB tangent line is 96.28, and the euro dollar, or B, is 1.3551, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now if A is 96.28 and B is 1.3551, what would AB be?
Would it be A times B?
Well, if you're trying to give a tangent of an equilateral triangle, what would it be?
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I'm trying to think of an equation.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's not A over B cos C or A over B.
Sine.
What is it? Pardon?
Sine.
Okay.
All right. But then you can research that and play with that to suit you. Okay.
Wait, but what's the... We're looking for the equation, though, right?
We're not looking for... We're giving it to you.
Okay.
But we're doing it... You like things linear so you can look at it. So now we've got A to B, and now you know what A, B, and C is. So now you want A, B, and you know that is a tangent. So A, B equals tangent. Now when you're calculating, you can find the formula for a tangent of A to B, what that is, in a graphed position, its value. So A, B equals tangent equals a linear point on a graph, correct?
Yeah, let me just write that down. AB
equals
now when you
tangent.
Say tangent, is that tan? Like on a calculator, is that tan?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I
thought. Equals a linear point.
Okay, so AB, which equals tan, equals a linear point.
That's correct. And if you have an equilateral, and it's logical because with an equilateral triangle, it most certainly would be graphed A and B, and then you have to calculate what the value of AB is.
Yep.
That's your tangent.
So,
okay. Now, wait. Now, you know these little calculatory things, the little calculator Hewlett-Packard things, little
like
Addy boxes?
In front of me?
Yeah, those little Addy boxes. If you got the right one, you can pull tangents, and it'll actually give you the wave, won't it?
Oh, a graphing calculator.
Uh-huh. It'll give you the wave, won't it?
Yeah, I do have a graphing calculator.
Yeah,
okay.
We know. Now, in that graphing calculator, guess what that'll do?
Right,
that prepares functions. Well, in prepared functions, guess what it does? It pulls the sine cosine off of those tangents and can tell you what that wave is going to be on a graph, in a progressive graph. Now, your graphing calculator, it'll go from left to right, won't it?
Yes.
Well, isn't that amazing? And in a future point of that sine or cosine wave, won't it tell you, as you could graph as far as timing goes, since there's not any, of exactly what a prefix, pre-pointed point would be if you knew what C is as 1.6164?
Yeah, along the line it would.
Well, son of a bitch, look at that. Now, if you can figure out them little pinpoints on your little Addy box, and then you get on your Looky box, what does that thing do? That's got little waves that goes up and down and up and down. It looks sort of like a wave, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, now you're getting on something. So now you take your Addy box and you set it up there where you can see it. And then you get your Looky box where all them screens are. You know, it looks like something out of Star Wars with all your little computer screeny things. All right, you look at the Addy box, and then you look at the Looky box, and you go, wait a minute, that's interesting. But now, you're just trying this out, Nelson. You see, you're trying it out. You're making this real for you. Now, you play with that because now you know the tangent. You know what A is. You know what B is in a historical point. And then you know what a day rate is, and you'll be able to glean that information instantly anytime you desire it when you want to work on it. Then you'll be able to plug that 0.87 as a ratio.
Okay.
So then your ratio then becomes what your tangent is divisible by, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, I've got my graphing calculator up and running now. I got batteries.
Okay. Well, now, we gave you the information, and you'll be able to play with this, because now what we want to do is get you in a position where you can play with this formula, because we want it to be yours. All right? Now, you got AB equals tangent equals a linear point. You have a ratio of your interest rate, which is, so what we said is 0.87. Okay, but you can find that out. And now you know A is going to be.
Yes.
Okay? So that's your tangent. Now, you've got A, B, and C in a triangulated position. When you figure out what A, B equals and pull a tangent, that sets a linear point. But now, you know what A was, but now you want to know what A's gonna be.
Yep.
Got it? So now, with the triangulation point of C, you would want to draw a line, a stop gap, a stop point on an equilateral triangle across, you want to make a crossbar, like same way it is on your computer. They're straight vertical bars that give breaks of a month, a day, a minute, an hour, a year, or whatever it is. You know how to do the things? Well, that's on the computer screen. We're talking about on your triangle. You draw a line across and make a smaller, tiny, little equilateral triangle that would actually be parallel to your tangent.
Okay.
See what we
so
did?
The line that you're talking about would actually be a line that would be diagonal left to right on my piece of paper.
Fine.
Like
that's
here.
Exactly correct. And it would be parallel to your tangent, AB.
Parallel to the AB line.
That's right. Now, look here. Okay. Look here. Now, wait. Now, this is getting good. Now, look at that parallel line, AB, and look at that new line that you have drawn.
Here, let me draw it where I think you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing it in a dotted.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Okay. Now, you have it, you've got your equilateral triangle. Now take your piece of paper and turn it about, I guess, 45 degrees. Look what happens.
Like this.
You have two parallel bars, just like on your computer screen.
Yes.
Now you got B going to C is going up on your graph, isn't it?
Yeah, relative if you keep those vertical.
Yeah.
Keep the parallel
now,
lines
so,
vertical.
So. If you know what A is going to B, and you know B's going up to C, then A is going down to C, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So, now, this is so good, and it's so simple, really, 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 if you look at it, but you want to analyze this information to make it work for you. Don't take it literal.
Yeah, Bob,
don't
this is being recorded, right, Bob?
It is. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's critical because it's so simple. Okay, now. Now, you've turned it 45 degrees. You have two parallel lines just like you have on your looky box, don't you?
Yes. Now then.
So, if you were betting euro to dollar and Great British pound to dollar, okay, on the next day, which is a historical moment. Now, we haven't done the calculation, but we're just telling you right here. Look here.
Yeah.
From that point, from what little information you gained right here, you would know that the euro to the dollar, so euro to Great British pound, it would be going up.
The euro to Great British pound would be going up. Both of them will...
Euro to the Great British pound would go up. Because remember, you've got it turned 45 degrees, so it goes up. So that would be your sign. That price is going up. But now, since you're looking in the history in the back, you can go to the next day and see if the Great British pound went up against the euro or if it went down. And you'd find that it went up. Now, we haven't got the specifics to it, but it's just a little test to see so you can get your feet wet. And then you could look on there, and you could look at A, which is the Credit Suisse point, toward the Great British pound, and you'd see that had gone down.
Yeah, let me just find – I've got to find the actual
time. But you now know how to sort of play with that. So if you can make that work historically in the stuff that's already taken place and then plug the numbers in to be able to pull the tangent, then you could do it at any level, couldn't you?
Yeah, but this is what if I had originally placed the U.S. dollar Swiss on C?
Then the answer to the question would have been just diametrically shifted based on that. A is going to be, got it? So that's going to be your tangent. So then you would just turn it right around, and you'd know if that was the case, the way you've drawn it out, without putting in the numbers now. We're talking about theory. Then you would know that the Great British pound would be going up. Well, actually, you'd be going down to the Credit Suisse.
Yes.
If you switched A and C.
So it's right. The euro went up against the pound on that day.
Exactly. Motherfucker.
60, a lot of pips, 68 pips.
Motherfucker. But you knew that because you had the formula. And it even did it in such a way that it put it in a format the way your looky box already tells you it does. You don't even have to make a new thing.
No, you don't.
Now there are numbers involved because that's horseshoes and hand grenades, Nelson. If you know it's going down, great, but you could miss it 50 pips and go bankrupt. All right?
Yes.
So now you take your actual values. Now you do know your Forex, it's live, but it's not really live, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit in history.
Everything is, but the point then becomes, when you play with your, This is another little point where we say in this business world that liars always figure, and figures never lie.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that is a bit glib, but it works here because the numbers will always work, especially when you have the access and capacity of a day's trading range a day before it is.
Okay, Nelson has to go. It's been an hour and a half.
I text canceled with the person.
Okay, but do you want to pay for 2 hours, Nelson? You want to keep going and pay for 2 hours?
Well, I don't know if I need an incentive for the second hour. I mean, I've got a pretty good incentive.
No. You want to be charged for 2 hours?
Well, you know what? I'd rather absorb all this and come.
Okay,
back.
Let's stop.
That's right. It would serve you. It would serve you because the word's recorded. Now, go back and play with it. We got one more little thing to finish up now. Once you do these triangles, now you can go back in history and play with it in all different sets of runs. And it makes no difference what A, B, and C is, as long as A is going to B.
Okay.
And
final equation? What's the final equation that we're looking for?
You already have it.
What is it?
Well, you got to figure out what AB is. It equals the tangent as a linear point. Then you have to draw a parallel line from AB, and then you have a mark of a span of a distance. Then you fill in A, B, and C of what that formulary is. Then you pull those numbers as values for A, B, and C. Then you pull a sine cosine from A to B, A sine B cosine, toward C. And before you hit C, you will cross into a point. And that point will tell you exactly what A falls to within that equilateral triangle.
Okay.
But see, A can't go outside of the triangle if AB is always the tangent.
Exactly.
Right.
So we'll have to go over that more in depth the next time.
Yes, but that's the formula. But what we want you to do now is you play with this information, because once you actually get down to where you can re-listen and go, holy crap, this is a little weird. Wait a minute. This is that. That's that. Because we've laid it out so you can see it. Because once you can see it, then you won't have to say, look, you'll be able to see. And once you'll be able to see it and play with it in some levels, those levels will then put you in a position where you can prove your point historically. And once you prove your point historically, then we're going to have you do an imitation trade or a play trade.
Yep.
Where you nebulously pick a point and run your numbers and then give it a minute and see how you did.
Okay, great. That's a great idea.
Then what happens is you start getting real comfortable with that, because then it's just plugging in numbers into a graphing calculator and holding up the Addy box up to the Looky box and going, well, if I can trust this calculator, and there's no reason for me not to, if I can trust this calculator, then this calculator tells me it's going to be this. And if you do that, then you can say, okay, I'm going to say $10,000 at this trade, imitationally, pretend, and I'm going to see how it turns out. But you'll be able to know in advance from your formula as you tweak it to suit and work you, because people play the market different ways. But that basics works every single time, because you could then go on the downside of betting against the Credit Suisse against the Great British Pound.
Yeah, you take
and
it on
might
the front.
Make, that's what we're
front.
Talking about, multiple trades. That you could say, okay, dollar to Credit Suisse, okay? Credit Suisse to pound. Make two trades and you've made your month.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you could make $50 million on those trades one day.
Or less. Or in less time than a day. I mean, that seems
well,
like a
okay,
term.
All right.
You no
so
time.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, but see, that's what we're talking about. And once your numbers work, then if they have a world disaster or something blows up, it really doesn't matter, Nelson, because you already got the information from the day that already is.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
can't fuck up history if you're a day in advance. That's why it's at Kuala Lumpur.
Ah.
You can't fuck up history if you're in the history. So
really,
if the whole wide world blowed up, Maybank, it's already a day before.
And you'd see it in the rates.
And you'd see it in the damn rates.
That's funny. Fantastic.
And brilliant people run around trying to get inside information to figure out, oh, what's the pound going to do tomorrow? Oh, what's the pip on the pound? Oh, what? Ain't going, you dumb fuck. It's already past tense a day. This isn't rocket science.
Do you really know what? You want to know what it does in 2 days, but you just wait a day and then you look forward to Maybank and you got to have a glimpse of it.
But they'll tell you at Maybank for sure what it's going to be if you did it in 30 days. This would be your yield. That becomes your ratio. Well, a graphing line doesn't change once you have a ratio.
No, you're right. And in 30 days, the interest rate's going to be higher, so it's less of a ratio.
Exactly. So it actually is diminishing returns for pinpoint accuracy within an equilateral triangle. And guess how often this works, big boy? Every single time without fail or exception.
Wow. Wow. Well, Bob, you'll have to get into one of these accounts.
I did that years ago.
Bob.
I told you I made a trillion this year.
He's just having fun watching the entire world pile up all their gold for him. They're taking it down to their local grocery stores and exchanging it so it can be all in one great big pile. It's great fun. Bob's busy, busy, busy. And then he asked Carolyn, Carolyn, what color is gold again? It's gold, Bob. Oh, okay, gold. Yeah, good.
Well, Bob, I'm just following all you. You got to help me follow on the path then, which is what you're doing, which is fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Bob's loved you more years than you've been alive.
Well, I hope not to disappoint him.
Oh, you couldn't. He ain't expecting much. It's very difficult to depreciate Bob's expectations because he doesn't have any. Great fun. Now, play with this. Be very literal. When you re-listen to your recording, do take some notes. You can start and stop and sort of digest a little bit. Play with the numbers. Get you a big old, you know, those white boards. Now, we know this is old school. But for you, it might be good to get one of the white dry erase boards and sort of play with it just a little bit. And then start plugging in values, plugging in values, and then looking at your historical ratio data. Then you can go, oh, my God, I got this within 2 pips. Or I got this exact. And if you could go that, once you can do it from history back, then you can play with it and even historical days where you know something goes wild and crazy. You know, when the pound went from 210 to 187 that one day. That'd be radical. Play with it on days when big crazy things happen with your worked out formula and see that you would know within advance that absolute sine was going to take a nosedive cosine based on the tangent prescribed.
Yeah. Wow. Very exciting, Ion.
Now you start. Somebody comes up to you at the coffee shop and says, gosh, I found out about this new word called a fractal. You'll be all on them like a bad habit.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what a fractal is. No one does. They say it's metaphorical. Hysterical. You'll know how to apply a fractal into basic triangulation. Very wonderful. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, completely Sheikh Muhammad Fassah.